Spotlighters Theater in Baltimore is presenting Edward II, adapted by Jonas David Gray, through June 22nd. With me in the studio are actor and playwright Jonas David Gray and Brad Norris, who is directing this production. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hi.
Hi there.
Jonas, you've had this project in mind for many years, decades, actually. What was it about this play that spoke to you and made you want to do your own adaptation of the Christopher Marlowe script?
My first encounter with Edward II, the historical figure, and Marlowe's character was Derek Jarman's movie back in the mid-90s. And it struck me as being a very timely and fascinating look at what then was a contemporary social issue. That got me started with Edward II. I started looking up everything I could on the actual historical figure. I read Marlowe's script repeatedly. I found a couple of productions to see.
So what didn't work about the Marlowe for you? What did you change?
I changed a lot about the Marlowe. The first thing that didn't work about the Marlowe for me was its length. It's an extremely long play. Also, several of the characters in Marlowe's text are less interesting than I wanted them to be. The character of Isabella, for example, is not particularly likable. So I immediately gave her another character's lines in some instances to beef her up a little bit, to give her a little more power.
There is a group of musicians called the Society in this production. How did that idea come about?
I always knew that I wanted this to be as much of, or to have as much of an impact on the audience as possible. So creating the Society to sort of be the parenthetical world in which our production takes place was an idea that I had that in part I got from some shows I'd seen in New York.
Brad, why is this production set in 1936, hundreds of years after the original story took place?
One of the things that Jonas really encountered when he read the play and experienced the play decades ago was how relevant Marlowe's text from the 1600s was to a modern audience. And so one of the things that we talked about was how to bring it forth from not only the 1300s where it's set, but the 1600s where it was written into 2014 for a modern audience, and to draw parallels that people would understand. And amidst all of that, what you get are the seeds of World War II. There is always a sense of this is for the country's good, this is for the realm's good, this is because there is growing conflict. And so some of the small edits that Jonas and I talked about making to the text were small changes in making references to, rather than Scotland, we're talking about Germany. We're referencing the Spanish Civil War, which was going on in 1936. We're referencing the rise of socialism in London and the black shirts and the riots that took place. All of these conflicts coming to a head, and all of them being used as references by the other characters for the need to depose the king or the need to banish his lover from the realm.
This is Edward II, adapted from the Christopher Marlowe script by Jonas David Gray, running through June 22nd at Spotlighters Theater, 817 St. Paul Street in Baltimore. Jonas, do you have a phone number for us for more information?
I did. It's 410-752-1225.
And Brad, the website, please?
www.spotlighters.org.
I've been speaking today with Jonas David Gray, actor and playwright, and director Brad Norris. We've been talking about Edward II at Spotlighters Theater in Baltimore. I am singing in this production very happily as part of the Society.
And very wonderfully.
Thank you. Thank you. And music begins 1 hour before each performance, by the way. So showtimes Friday and Saturday are 8 p.m., Sunday 2 p.m., but the music will begin 1 hour before curtain time. Jonas David Gray and Brad Norris, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.